The following program was produced by the United States Courts.
You're listening to the Supreme Court Landmark Series, where we take a quick look into some of the High Court's most influential decisions. In each episode, we talk with a law professor about how these decisions shaped history and continue to impact us today. In this episode, we'll discuss Brown v. Board of Education with Professor Stephen Wormiel from American University. Brown was decided in 1954, but the issue of segregation had been brewing for decades.
The issues and cases that led up to Brown v. Board of Education covered a period of about 50 years, going back to 1896 when the Supreme Court ruled that segregation, that separate but equal facilities, did not violate the Constitution.
Segregation had spurred civil rights organizations to fight for equality in the courtroom, and Brown wasn't the only case of its kind.
So in the 1930s, the NAACP, the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, Legal Defense Fund, a leading civil rights organization, began a strategy of trying to challenge the constitutionality of these separate but equal schools and other facilities. And that led eventually to the filing of five separate cases in five different places: Kansas, South Carolina, Virginia, Delaware, and Washington, D.C., in which the issue was whether it was constitutional to maintain separate school systems for African-American children and white children. So the key players in the Brown versus Board of Education decision were a mix of children and parents. The best known visible figure was a young girl named Linda Brown, whose father was part of the effort to challenge segregated schools in Topeka, Kansas. Linda Brown was being forced to go to an African-American school and not able to go to the better white school. And so with her father, they challenged this and said it violated the equal protection guaranteed in the 14th Amendment to the Constitution.
And of course, let's not forget about Thurgood Marshall, who was the head of the NAACP Legal Defense Fund and helped develop the case's strategy to prove that segregated schools were unconstitutional and discriminated against African American children.
In Kansas, the federal court there in Topeka, as in other places, ruled that because the Supreme Court had said in 1896, in the famous case of Plessy versus Ferguson, that there was nothing wrong with separate but equal facilities.
Because of the precedents in Plessy v. Ferguson, Linda Brown and her father lost in Kansas. They appealed, along with four other similar segregation cases, to the Supreme Court. The court consolidated them into one case and heard arguments in December 1952. The court couldn't come to a decision that year and agreed to rehear the case during the following term.
In between the first argument in December 1952 and the start of the court's next term, the Chief Justice of the court, Chief Justice Vinson, died suddenly and unexpectedly, and that left a vacancy which President Dwight Eisenhower had to fill, and he chose the then Governor of California, Earl Warren, to become the next Chief Justice.
With Warren as the Chief Justice, the justices heard the arguments all over again in December 1953 and handed down their decision on May 17, 1954.
So the actual decision itself in Brown versus Board of Education basically says education has become the most important thing that state governments do in our country, that a good education is essential to the ability of individuals to participate in the democratic society.
The impact of Brown in 1954 was landmark, but somewhat mixed.
there continued to be a lot of resistance to desegregation in southern states, and it really was not probably for another decade until the mid-1960s to late 1960s that meaningful progress was made in desegregating schools in many parts of the South.
The landmark decision in Brown, although met with fierce controversy, eventually led to desegregation of all kinds of public facilities. Even today, we can still see the impact of Brown.
60 years after Brown, the decision stands as an incredible visionary landmark about the importance of equality in our society, about the need for equal treatment for all people in our system. And it stands as a important recognition of the critical role that education plays. It's a struggle to achieve those goals because society's demographics change and the makeup of our cities and our school systems keep changing. But the vision of Brown versus Board of Education stands like a beacon to help show us the value of trying to achieve those goals.
Join us for more landmark Supreme Court case episodes at uscourts.gov.